From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Invitations to the latest Syrian peace talks have been sent. The United Nations Tuesday sent out invitations for the latest international diplomatic effort to end nearly 5 years of war in Syria. The talks are expected to open in Geneva on Friday. It is not clear who's been invited. Regional analyst Nabil Khoury of the Atlantic Council and Northwestern University says he remains doubtful whether the process will get off the ground as scheduled.
It is not certain at this point that the meeting will go ahead as scheduled for Friday, partly because of the argument over who represents the opposition. The opposition groups themselves are in disagreement to some extent. And then there is always the Assad regime and Russia, who may refuse depending on what names are finally announced as being on the list.
The High Negotiations Committee, representing key opposition groups and factions, contends it should be the sole opposition delegation. The group, which is expected to decide to participate or not Wednesday, is seeking to end government and Russian airstrikes and lifting of blockades of rebel-held territory. But Syria's most powerful Kurdish party, the Democratic Union Party, says it's not been invited. Russia wants to include it. Turkey does not. Senegalese police Tuesday said it rounded up and interrogated some 900 people over a three-day period to prevent Islamist attacks. The West African country, which borders Mali and Burkina Faso, has boosted security following terrorist attacks in the capitals of both countries. President Macky Sall has warned extremism has no place in Senegal, where Muslims and Christians, he said, live together.